USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump reflecting on his historic summit with North Korea's leader, responding to critics who say the agreement the two leaders signed does not ensure that the North will get rid of its nuclear weapons, and that Trump is being played by Kim Jong-un. The president says,
Chairman Kim wants to resolve the problem because he knew that we weren't playing around. I wasn't playing around. He's not playing around. We have a very, I really say, for a fairly short-term relationship, because it was unbelievably hostile. I think we have a very good relationship. We understand each other.
The president speaking on Fox News. In Colorado, the 416 fire still raging, just 15% contained. Nearly 1,400 homes north of Durango already evacuated, and the weather conditions are certainly not favorable to the firefighting efforts. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful made-in-the-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Trump associate Michael Cohen, whose business dealings are under investigation in New York, is parting ways with his lawyers. President Trump's personal lawyer is under pressure now from prosecutors who were investigating alleged fraud in his business dealings. Cohen has to decide whether to cooperate with the investigation or fight it in court. His lawyers are expected to complete a review of documents that were seized from Cohen's home and office in April under a court-set Friday deadline. A bipartisan group of senators tried to ease the strained relationship with Canada over tariffs imposed by President Trump. They met behind closed doors with Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland, who called the tariffs absurd.
The notion that Canadian steel and aluminum could pose a national security threat to the United States, I think Americans understand it's simply not the case.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Within hours of a federal judge allowing AT&T to purchase Time Warner, another huge media deal is now on the horizon. After the AT&T court victory, Comcast makes it official, unveiling an all-cash bid for large chunks of 21st Century Fox, valued at about $65 billion. The offer trumps the Walt Disney Company's deal that was originally valued at $52.4 for the same parts of that conglomerate controlled by the Murdoch family. The offer amounts to $35 a share. Comcast is buying Fox's media assets, would own film production businesses, 20th Century Fox and Fox Searchlight Pictures, as well as 21 sports regional networks, including YES in New York, also a controlling stake in Hulu and international properties. Disney will be given a chance to match or top Comcast's offer. And it was a year ago today when a gunman opened fire at Republican members of Congress who were practicing for an annual charity baseball game on a suburban Washington, D.C. ball field. Four people were shot, including House Majority Whip Steve Scalise, who was seriously wounded. Gunman James Hodgkinson shot and killed by Capitol Police officers. Those officers were on the scene to protect Scalise, as he's part of the congressional leadership. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.